From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Lieutenant Lefebvre, New Orleans Police, Johnny. How's that when you call?
Lieutenant, I think I've got a new lead on the whereabouts of Tom Chase.
I could use a new lead. Let me have it.
Had Romy leased under the name of Tom James. Remember that charred paper we found in the wastebasket?
Sure. Stuff he tried to burn after he took off in a hurry the night of Freddie Quintana's murder.
We could make out two numbers written on one scrap of paper.
12 and 23. Haven't been able to figure out what they mean, though.
Neither had I, until I happened to look at the harbor news in the newspaper. Yeah. You think those numbers could refer to a ship sailing? Pier 23 at 12 o'clock, maybe?
Could be, Johnny. Sure could be. I go to work on it. Maybe I have something by the time you get here.
Lieutenant, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New Orleans, to the Home Office Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Phantom Chase matter. Expense account continued. Item 16, $1.50, cab from my hotel to police headquarters in the office of Detective Lieutenant Lefebvre.
I got some of my boys working on ship sailings, Johnny. Trouble is, we're not sure what date we want and whether the 12 means noon or midnight. Pier 23 is a pretty busy place. There's been several departures in the last few days.
Freddie Quintana was killed 3 nights ago, about 10:30 at night. Could be the departure time was midnight that same night.
Could be, and that's a line we're taking. But, of course, that's assuming that Tom Chase, alias Tom James, was the one who murdered Freddie Quintana.
Oh, everything points that way, Lieutenant. Look, Tom Chase was the junior partner in the New York investment firm of Everson & Chase. He embezzled $120,000, jumped his bail, and disappeared.
Embezzler isn't necessarily a killer, Johnny. Matter of fact, the two types are usually quite different.
True enough. But the big kicker in this deal is why Tom Chase went sour in the first place. A man who changed as completely as he did in one direction might go all the way.
Well, it's happened before, of course.
His wife Lola and his senior partner, George Everson, were pretty shocked at the thought Tom had embezzled the money. They couldn't understand why a man like he was would do what he did. Neither could I, until I found out it was a woman who rented a room for him here in New Orleans.
How did Miss Chase take that news?
Pretty hard.
She's still here in New Orleans?
No. I talked her into returning to New York. I just didn't want to see her get hurt anymore.
She probably shouldn't have come down here in the first place.
Well, that's what I told her. That there was nothing she could do here. But what it boiled down to was she just wanted one more look at her husband. You see, after he was arrested in New York, he refused to make a statement. Wouldn't even talk to her about it. Refused to see her at all.
So she thought if she could see him again, he might have some kind of explanation. Huh?
Yeah. But as it turned out, she was just asking for another kick in the face. How can a man explain another woman?
That's a good question. Personally, I hope I never have to answer one like it.
Lefebvre, when I see what happens sometimes in the marriages I run up against, I'm glad I'm single.
The trouble is, you and I have tangled with the wrong kind of people most of the time.
You can say that again. Freddie Quintana sure fit into that category.
That name brings up problems, Johnny. We're basing our belief that Chase skipped town and that those numbers on the scrap of paper mean a ship sailing. We're basing all that on the assumption that Chase killed Quintana.
Right.
You must remember that Quintana was a bad boy. There are plenty of people who'd like nothing better than to knock him off.
But why at that particular moment? Oh, Lieutenant, the timing adds up to Chase. After I traced him here to New Orleans, Quintana contacted me, said he could deliver Chase for a price. He showed me a sample of Chase's handwriting he'd swiped from his room. It was genuine, all right. Then Quintana winds up dead in an alley before he can deliver Chase. How else can it add up?
Look, Johnny, I'm just mentioning possibilities. You're right. Chase is the probability.
Yeah.
The fair... What? Let me get that down. All right, I have it. Thanks.
They locate the ship?
Yeah. Caribbean Star. Left at midnight the night of Quintana's murder.
From Pier 23?
Right. Destination Trinidad by way of Havana and Haiti. And there is a Tom James on that passenger list. Your hunch was a good one.
Let's see. If I could get a plane out of here this morning, I might be able to intercept the ship at Haiti. Hey, could you cable the authorities there and request them to hold Chase if I don't make it in time?
Sure, glad to. Fair. Just a minute. Johnny, you expecting a call from New York?
Oh, yeah. I put one in to George Everson, Chase's senior partner, a little while ago.
Right, here it is.
Good, thanks. Hello?
This is George Everson in New York. They told me at your hotel that you were at police headquarters.
You were wondering why Chase embezzled the money from your firm, Mr. Everson.
I still can't understand it. Mr. Dollar, it just...
Well, maybe this will help. We found out that his hideout here in New Orleans was arranged for him by a woman.
A woman? Oh, no.
And, according to the rental agent, quite a woman.
Oh, good Lord. To think. Well, does Lola know of this?
Yes, I talked her into returning to New York.
Good. She should never have gone down in the first place. Any leads on Chase's present whereabouts?
Yeah, just turned one up. It looks like he's traveling under the name of Tom James on a ship to Trinidad.
Trinidad?
Right. But if my luck holds, he won't get farther than Haiti. Expense account item 17, $134.40. Transportation from New Orleans to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The flight only took a few hours, but to me the plane seemed as slow as a truck. But then, as we came in over the harbor at Port-au-Prince, I could see it was going to be a dead heat. The boat was just entering the harbor. By the time I got to the dock, they were just putting the gangway over. Nobody had come ashore yet. I had Chase's stateroom number from the passenger list. Okay. Empty. Real empty. Oh, well.
What's the trouble here? What's wrong?
Oh, Purser.
Was that you just broke in the door?
Yeah, here's my card. But
insurance investigator. But really, Mr. Dollar, the door...
Don't worry. I'll take care of it. Right now, I'm more interested in the man who used to be behind the door.
What?
He was going under the name of Tom James.
Oh, yes, Mr. James.
Well, where is he?
I'm afraid I wouldn't know,
Mr.
Dollar.
Now, look, this is no time for games, Percy.
But I don't know where he is.
I came aboard just as the gangway went down. Nobody could have come ashore.
Do you mean here at Port-au-Prince?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say he got off at some other port?
Our first stop.
Havana? That'd be 2 days ago.
That's right, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, well, that's just great. I'd bust my neck to meet the boat for nothing. Look, so he got off in Havana. You have any idea where he was heading?
None whatsoever.
Well, that just about does it.
He did ask me where the airlines office in Havana was.
Airlines office. Thanks. Expense account item 18, $8.40. Long distance call to the Havana Police Department. They put me through to a Lieutenant Escobar.
Si, Senor Dollar.
Hey, look, Lieutenant Escobar, I'm an insurance investigator from the United States.
The United States? But the operator said you are in Haiti.
Well, yeah, that's right. You see, well, let that go for a moment. I'm after a fugitive, an embezzler named Tom Chase, also known as Tom James.
Chase? James?
Yes, I wonder if you'd check the airlines at Havana and see where he bought a ticket to, then call me collect. I thought he was going to Trinidad, so I came as far as Haiti, where I found out here he got off in Havana.
Trinidad? Haiti? Havana? Senor, if you will permit me... You sound a little confused.
Yes, I do, senor. It's because I am. There was nothing I could do after that except sit in Port-au-Prince and twiddle my thumbs. I wasn't at all sure I'd be hearing from Lieutenant Escobar again, or if I did, whether he'd have a lead for me. But 2 hours later, he called back, and he did.
About your friend, Senor James, or Senor Chase, I'm not sure which.
Let's not start that routine again, Lieutenant. James will do.
See, 2 days ago, the Senor James bought a plane ticket here in Havana.
Where to?
Barbados. Si, the British West Indies.
Yeah, I know where it is. Oh, brother, he really gets around.
Now, let me see if I have this thing straight, senor. You thought he was going to Trinidad, so you went to Haiti.
Well...
But instead he came to Havana, so he went to Barbados.
Well, you see...
No, senor, I am sorry, but it still does not make sense.
Don't worry about it, Lieutenant Escobar. It does to me. Just accept my thanks for the lead. Someday I'll sit down and write you a letter about it. Item 19, $143, transportation and incidentals from Haiti to Barbados. From the air, it looked like a beautiful spot. Pastel-colored houses with pink roofs, clean, sandy beaches, gentle waves. Yeah, I could see Chase's point in coming here. A good place to get away from it all, particularly with $120,000 to keep you company. And more particularly, when what you're trying to get away from is a couple of assorted charges, like embezzlement and murder. But if I thought that finding Tom Chase, alias Tom James, would be a cinch once I got to Barbados, I was sadly mistaken. It was a bigger island than I'd realized, about 170 square miles. And Bridgetown was quite a fair-sized city. I checked into the hotel, then made the rounds of all the others, inquiring about Chase. But I got nowhere. Item 20, $1, two drinks, while I brooded in the hotel bar over the fact the trail had gotten cold again. But by the time I got that through my head, I saw the prettiest sight I'd encountered all day. A girl. And unless I was very much mistaken, she was heading for my table.
You're Johnny Dollar?
Sure am.
I'd like to talk to you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Cigarette?
Please. You're looking for somebody, aren't you, Mr. Dollar?
Am I? Anybody in particular?
Yes. Let's call him Tom James.
Oh? What about him?
I know where he is.
Who are you?
Connie.
Connie who?
Connie's enough.
So you're the one, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, I knew Chase wasn't traveling alone.
Yeah, I'm the one.
One thing I don't get.
What?
Why you're doing this, if you're Chase's girlfriend. You want out, maybe?
Yeah, I want out.
So you'll deliver Chase to me. What do you want for it?
Money enough to get back to the States?
That might be arranged. Just one thing.
What is it?
The last person who tried to turn Chase over to me got himself killed back in New Orleans. You better be real careful.
I will. Now look, there's a bar down near the waterfront called the Trade Winds. Know it?
I can find it.
Be there about 10 tonight. Chase will be with me.
Okay.
Two things, Mr. Dollar.
What are they?
Don't let on to him how you found him.
Okay, what else?
Bring the money.
Connie left and I sat there basking in the welcome warmth of a trail that had suddenly heated up again. At 9:45, I went down to the waterfront. I spotted the Trade Winds bar down the street a block or so. I waited. Pretty soon I saw Connie go inside. I started for the entrance. Then suddenly I realized I was being followed. Somebody crossed the street in the shadows. I whirled and headed for him fast. It took him by surprise. He ducked down an alley, then into a warehouse on a pier. I eased up to the door. It was dark inside. But I went in. Then, too late, out of the corner of my eye, I spotted somebody beside me in the dark. Something hard hit me over the right ear. Knocked me to my knees. Yeah, I'd finally caught up with Chase. The hard way.
Here's our star to tell you about the next exciting episode of this story.
Next, a small fishing boat, a deserted island, and a man waiting there for me. A man with a gun. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Michael Ann Barrett, Lawrence Dobkin, Forrest Lewis, Peter Leeds, Barney Phillips, Tony Barrett, and Victor Perrin. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night for another exciting episode of this story on Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.